Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 36, recorded on June 8th, 2009.
Hey, Chris, you got an important phone call?
Oh, okay, here. Okay, I'll take it.
Hey, this is Chris's computer. I think he's recording his AT Tips Cast. Let's take over and tell his audience about Book Builder.
What a great idea. I can't wait to tell everybody all about this great site we've found.
I know. I can't believe what a wonderful resource Book Builder is after all those years of talking books with PowerPoint. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But to find a tool like Book Builder with so many features, including coaches, text, sound, images, a glossary, and more. You know, the design of Book Builder really makes me think of the techniques that teachers use when they are teaching a class or introducing a story to new readers, and they have a sort of an into, a through, and beyond. Book Builder's like that because you have those coaches that will introduce the story, that'll coach the kids to look at the pictures or to think about the content that they're listening to or reading.
And you know how engaging computers are for students and adults, and this has animated characters that actually will coach you through the material that's involved in the book itself.
You can create a book for any topic. The library in Book Builder has books that cover anything from CPR to folk tales. I know that sometimes in looking at the library, I've noticed that some of the books are written by teachers, whilst other of the books are written by students.
You know, the site itself is really handy, too. It's got all sorts of tips. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's not going to leave you in the dark. It leads you through the construction of the book. It gives you places to find sound effects, places to find photos, sites to find resources on for all your bookmaking needs. And it even tells you how to make a good story, so which is just great. It's such a handy thing that it's really user-friendly.
The best part of it, it's free, and I'm all about the free. Uh-oh, is that Chris? No, it's only Mark.
Judy, Sally, what are you guys doing here in front of Chris's laptop?
Well, we had this little bit of an idea that we'd like to talk about what we're going to be doing in D.C. at the end of the month, and this is a great opportunity for you to tell them all about the Universal Design for Learning and how Book Builder uses that.
Oh, fantastic. I love Book Builder. I think Book Builder is a great example of how it models best practice with Universal Design for Learning by providing multiple means of representation of material and allowing students or staff or administrators like myself to express themselves by using this online tool for creating content. I think one of my things that I really like about this tool are the coaches, because you can program those coaches to either verbally relay information or offer hints and tips and strategies.
And not only that, they're cute, you know.
Absolutely.
I really love the glossary. I can't believe Book Builder has a glossary built right in. We use the glossary in the book that we built to talk a little bit more about precipitation. We recognized that that word wouldn't be easily recognized, so we highlighted the word, and we were linked to a glossary where we put a picture that represented precipitation. We wrote a definition, and then we also recorded the definition, so a child who was possibly challenged in reading would be able to listen to the definition out loud. The glossary is also printable, so a child could be using Book Builder and following along with their glossary.
Judy, you said you created that book. Is that a book I can access in Book Builder?
Yes, Sally and I actually created a book called Faucet Facts, and it's the true story of where water comes from, and you can access it by going to Book Builder. You can either log in and become a member of the Book Builder community, or you can go through the library for free. You can just link on as a guest, and then the library is searchable. You can search by a subject area, you can search by grade level, or you can search by schools or by authors, so you can do a search in any number of ways in order to find the kinds of things that you're looking for.
Yeah, and remember, Mark, how we were able to put in not only to use the Universal Design for Learning, we put in songs, we put in pictures, we even linked to sites that became more interactive for students that learn in a visual kind of way so they could learn more about the water cycle that way.
If you want to see our book, you can do a search either by second grade or by science or by Loudoun County, but the name of the book is Faucet Facts, the true story of where water comes from.
you know, this tool here is a great tool for representing material for all grade levels. While Judy, you just mentioned you and Sally created a book for the elementary school level, this resource can be very valuable for K through 12 and beyond, for adults for learning. I think it really models best practice in online technology to support diverse learners, learners who are visual learners, learners who are auditory learners. You have the opportunity of creating fairly quickly and easily a resource that can be used for instruction and to engage audiences.
Yeah, I even saw one that taught folks how to use CPR, which I thought was a great way to teach that skill.
Speaking of diverse learners, we know an occupational therapist in Loudoun County that actually created a book with her students. The students were the authors. The kids were in second grade, and they were learning about folktales. And in order to kind of flesh out the idea of folktales for these two children, the occupational therapist sat down with them, and they retold the story. They told it from a different character's perspective, and she used various tools, technology tools, in order for this book to come to fruition. She had the students draw pictures, and the pictures were scanned into the book for the illustrations. She also had them come up with their outline using a graphic organizer called Inspiration, and they used a word prediction program to type the text before they inserted it into the book in order for them to get their thoughts down without becoming frustrated with the writing process itself.
Well, you know, I hear Chris coming, I think, maybe down the hall. But before he gets here, I just want to mention to everybody that we use Book Builder as actually a presentation device to deliver our presentation at the National Educational Computing Conference that we're going to deliver on June 28th.
At
8:30 in the morning in Washington, D.C.
You know, one other thing before he comes. Book Builder is a fantastic resource, and I know CAST is constantly looking at wanting feedback regarding how to change and further enhance the resource. So it'd be a neat idea for all you out there to use Chris's blog, AT Tips CAST blog, in order to comment on how you're using the tool in your educational settings and how any other resources that you think you'd like to see in future releases of Book Builder.
Or what kind of books that you think you might be able to write with Book Builder. What kind of ideas you have for books from SOLs to instructions to information to just for fun.
Oh, shoot.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we thought we'd use some technology to get some information that we'd like to share across.
What did you guys talk about?
Well, you'll just have to listen to your podcast.
Let this be a warning to all of you who leave your computer up and running when you need to step away for the phone or to tinkle. When you leave it unprotected, strange things, and even stranger people, can get in and mess with your stuff. Those three people who hijacked this episode to embellish upon the aforementioned AT Tip number 44 Book Builder were Sally Norton Darr, Judith Schoonover, and Mark Nichols. They will be doing a presentation at the National Educational Computing Conference, or NEC, in Washington, D.C. on June 28th. If you're going to NEC, I hope you can swing by and check it out. I'm sure they'll make it engaging and fun. Plus, they are taking every single person who attends their presentation out to lunch at the fanciest five-star restaurant in the city. Well, okay, that's not exactly true. It's only a four-star restaurant. I can't remember if they said they were going to be getting limos for everyone, or if they're going to be chartering helicopters to take everyone to the restaurant. I'm sure they'll figure it out. Now, if you're bummed because you can't make it, don't worry. You can still participate. You heard Mark mention that they're hoping to get some online discussions going using the AT Tips CAST blog. If you have a story about how you use Book Builder, or if you have a suggestion on how to improve Book Builder, or whatever, they and I would love for you to post a comment on the blog over at attipscast.wordpress.com. Chime in on the discussion, share your experience, and have some fun. Speaking of the blog site, I'll have a link to Book Builder along with some other related materials over there that I'm sure you'll find useful. Oh, and by the way, the link for Book Builder is over at www.cast.org. That's www.cast.org. And you go to that website, you'll find a link to Book Builder right on that website. Finally, let me have one of the coaches from Book Builder take it away by saying,
until next time, May all your interventions be inclusive and may all your strategies be supportive.